Oh, I love the booze. Oh. Oh, I love the booze. You have to understand, I'm a heel. I'm a bad guy. Booze are a heel's cheers. They got signs telling me how much they hate me. They're flipping me off. I've had nachos thrown on me. I won. There's never anything that we do or say with a fight this close that isn't gamesmanship of some type. I don't even know how effective it is to get into a guy's head, but it is fun. It is fun to watch a guy lose control for no reason. A grown adult, a grown man. I just do it to entertain myself when I gotta be away from my family and in disgusting California. Promoting is storytelling, and it is nothing else. And if there is a story, you must tell it, because the punches and the kicks are not enough. There is some reason, something is on the line. Something matters to me in my life, a promise that I made to my father that I would be world champion, and I thought that those opportunities to fulfill that promise were exhausted. And all of a sudden, I get a phone call. We're doing a heavyweight tournament. We got a slot open. Do you want it? Boom. Gives me a big opportunity, an opportunity that I thought was gone. Rampage Jackson's in the same spot.
I took this tournament real serious because it's two guys in this tournament that I want to pay back, King Mo and Ryan Bader Hoodglass. If one of them make it, they're gonna wish they didn't. Whoever it is, whoever on the other side make it to see me in the final, they're gonna wish they didn't.
Coker found eight dudes that all say, hey, I should be champion. I'm the baddest guy here. And Coker goes, I'll just throw all of you guys in a bracket, and whoever comes out, I'll put the strap around. Is that fair? I'll go, yeah.
I don't like the media days, but I know it has to be done.
I hate calling it hard work. I hate it. I feel like I'd be disrespecting people that actually are out working hard in the conditions and sweating.
And Rampage versus Sona at the Forum Saturday, January 20th.
MMA started with, they put two guys in the cage and they didn't have all these crazy game plans. They fought. I'm a wrestler. I don't mind people take you down and then go for submission and ground and pound you and try to kick your ass. Can I say ass?
Yeah.
Yeah, you can.
Can I say shit?
No.
No, you can't say that.
Okay.
But that's okay.
Police are here.
Okay. All right, can't say that. I'm on a strict diet. No alcohol, nothing. I'm being a good boy.
What about you? Can you have any alcohol if you're training?
I have never tasted alcohol. Can you believe that? I strictly take performance enhancers.
Not anymore.
At least he's honest.
Yes, but I've never tasted it.
How do they chant your name?
Yeah, they boo.
Bad guy. Hey, you ever seen a guy fight? He's game.
Chael Sonnen, Rampage Jackson, Dick Van Dyke, and the Baja Men. You really have to listen to the whole show.
I've had problems with Rampage in the past. They were a long time ago. The last time I was with him, they'd be separated in a hotel lobby in Phoenix, Arizona by Michael Bisping.
There's still some gangsters left in this business that don't need the big contracts like these prima donnas today. There's still some actual badasses left, and you're talking to one of them now.
We don't need these over here. All right.
I'm a heavyweight, man. Just give me one robe. I will cause a scene in this fine establishment. You better pass me one of them robes. The robes are nice and buttery. Oh, so nice being a heavyweight now, Coach. Put that phone away.
Hey, is there an In-N-Out burger around? I'm gonna smash this thing the second it gets in my hand. Hey, brother.
Hi.
Could we do three double doubles? Can we have extra ketchup, please? They said to ask you.
Thank you, my good man.
All right. There is going to be nothing but crumbs in a moment here. Mark can look at this burger. I know everything they put in, and I can't go home and make it. Mm-hmm. My God, we're still a month out.
How long you was dating before you married?
4 years.
How you do it? You got down on one knee?
I did.
You did? At a busy restaurant?
Did you get down on one knee?
Fuck no, I proposed to my wife on the toilet.
Stop.
Okay.
Stop, you're lying.
Not lying.
You are lying.
Ask her. She used to always come in the bathroom while I'm doing number two. I said, all right, you keep doing this one of these days. This is where I'm gonna propose. Who you at? And she thought I was joking. When I give a threat, I keep it real. But I made up for it. When I fought Vanellope for the belt in Japan, I kind of called her right before I got knocked out and proposed to her on the phone.
I've always wondered who you were calling.
I was calling her. Then all her friends saw me get knocked the out and hanging on the ropes. See, that's what happens when you worry about a girl right before a fight.
I think 90% of that story was made up, but you told it so well. Sorry. It's a really incredible story.
Yeah.
You proposed on the toilet and made up for it with the call in the ring that I happened to see. So now I'm part of the story. He's knocking everybody out. The bad news is I'm the first, so I don't agree with this. I'm just telling you, he's knocking everybody out, and he just might.
I just might. If
and I might just hump everybody on the way to a championship too.
Hey, let's do it right here, right now. Let's do it right here. I would give you
the 18 band.
No, that's my pride and joy. I give you $10,000 for every takedown you get on me.
So it's 10 dimes, and that's gangster talk for $10,000. Every time I take you from your feet to your ass, which I was planning to do once around three times, grab a microphone, pick up a paycheck, and go home, because 10 grand even to a rich man is still 10 grand.
It's 10 grand per takedown, 500 bucks per jab.
You got big arms.
I got big arms, buddy. We're fighting each other on January
20th.
Oh! Ladies first.
Okay. Okay.
You won't take me down that one time.
Hey, I'm giving up $10,000 per takedown.
Don't be a wuss. 500 bucks per jab.
We're in Los Angeles, had a little run through the city, did some media, did a face-off with Rampage. Had an In-N-Out burger, which was maybe the highlight of the day. And we're headed to PDX. So I can return to God's country, also known as Westland, Oregon.
Yankee say no more.